I created a costume headpiece design for primarily plays and movies, but could be worn on haute couture or runways and things like that. I actually had a variety of different forms of inspiration. I gained inspiration from historical and contemporary factors, things like the movie Maleficent, very heavily on climate change, actually. I was very heavily inspired by that. And the way that nature interlocks with the way that we live our lives. It actually had a lot of techniques in it. Surprisingly, it took a long time to accumulate the different techniques. I used a very interesting technique that I found was a water-soluble fiber, which I could embroider on with thread and then dissolve it in water and just leave a different, like a pattern of thread. So that helped me make moss, what I like to call moss, and leaves and ferns and things like that. That was really interesting. I also did a lot of felting, so a lot of mixing of different colored fibers to create like a different components of color, and felted those to make spirals and bushes and undergrowth. There was also heat setting with a iron that created the vines that come off the back of the headpiece. That was really interesting to do and to see how the different fabrics set when you ironed them. I learned so much. I just found it a very enjoyable process to just let my mind kind of lead where the garment went, I mean the costume went, so I didn't have a intended purpose of the way it was going to look in the end. It was very like sewing on something and then picking where I wanted the next thing. There was never an intended look for the end. I just let my mind create whatever it wanted to create. I think I'll always really enjoy textiles. I don't know whether I'll pursue it. I hope that in some point in my life I'll be able to continue that. I want to continue with a very art-based career path. I love being able to just like spill the way my mind thinks and works. So I don't know, something artsy, something where I can put my passion.